5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 225 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did Grandpa stay earthbound after he passed until he knew everyone would be okay?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yeah, we love to hear your real ghost stories. If you've got one and you want to call it in, the number's 855-853-4802. If you would rather write it in, you can do that, realghoststoriesonline.com. You could become a premium subscriber. You would get access to the archive, 5,000 and some odd episodes. And you could get advanced episodes. You could get them all without commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts where you can try it 3 days free. You could also go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, what's up today?
Well, I'm here. I'm still recovering from my big Doobie Brothers trip.
Yeah, which we had a lot of fun.
Amazing.
We had all the fun.
We had all the fun for 24 hours.
And then Tony saw them last night, and he really enjoyed them.
I'm not kidding. They're good.
It was super fun. Like, we were talking about it the other day. Like, because I looked at the tour dates. They're out through October. Go.
I may have to go again, people.
It was that kind of fun.
Yeah. It was so good.
And now up next for us, I think, is we're doing a Cubs weekend in Kansas City. And
we had scheduled Heart, but apparently that is not a go.
What?
Because Anne has cancer.
What?
And then she's got to have treatment. Yeah.
No.
I just found that out last night that they've canceled. So we may have to find another band to go see before the summer's over. But
oh my God. Yeah.
I know. We were so looking for
her.
It was at Red Rocks. It was Heart at Red Rocks. And so, yeah.
And it doesn't say what kind, and this might be old news to everybody who's hearing it by the time this airs, but dang.
Mm-hmm.
Golly.
So, best wishes to her and hope that this is, something that's, they can deal with and get her back on her
feet. I'm here to tell you, she's got one of the best voices in the history
of history.
Of the world. Yeah.
Yes, history of history.
Like, I'm going there. Because she is amazing.
She is.
Well, golly, I didn't know that. Well, here is our story. And it says, hello, my name is Allie. I'm from Utah. I've called and written in several times. Unfortunately, when I called in, I was having difficulties with the phone system for this collection of stories. I'm sorry about that. So she said, I decided to write them down. This is a collection of stories from a couple of family members, myself included, in the months following my grandfather's passing in 2021. It was very difficult for everyone when he passed, as we all isolated from them to ensure that my grandparents didn't get sick, which everyone was doing then, which just made it so
terrible, hard
for people, because it's like, I don't want to get them sick, so you don't want to be around your grandparents, but then your grandparents need, company.
Yeah.
So no one in the family had visited with him before his health took a turn for the worse, and we were told it was time to say our goodbyes. My grandpa didn't want a funeral or anything like that, and he was cremated, but we ended up having a sort of celebration of life as well as sorting through inheritance the same day at my grandparents' house. All of the family was there, including my aunt and her husband, my two cousins and their children, my parents, my two younger siblings, and my older sister and her kids as well. Needless to say, a lot was going on, with a total of 8 children running around the backyard while the adults were going through possessions and reminiscing. Now, this maternal side of my family has always been sensitive in one way or another, but specifically to spirits. We have an odd family dynamic in that my third cousin lost custody of her 2 kids, who then became my younger siblings through adoption. I've noticed a lot of similarities between my younger brother and me, from our shared ADHD to our level of spiritual sensitivity. At one point in time, he went inside to get a glass of water from the kitchen. The way my grandparents' kitchen is set up, the sink sits under a window with the dining room to the right, an open doorway that leads to the living room to the left. My brother, who was 7 then, said he saw movement out of the corner of his eye to the left. When he turned to the living room, he could see our grandpa clear as day sitting in his armchair. This apparition was so clear to him that he was able to describe the color of the button-down shirt and jean overalls that grandpa was wearing. It took a minute for my brother to process, and it couldn't have been our grandpa sitting there, as he was no longer with us. He said once it set in that the apparition looked over at him, smiled, and then just faded away. He had run to our dad to tell him what he had seen. Now, I really love the dad's response, because I've read this story already. My dad, having already gone through this with me as a young child, reassured my brother that he believed him and to not be frightened, that it was just our grandpa coming back to check on the family and making sure we were all getting along, the same role of peacekeeper that he had in life. However, he was told not to tell the other kids so as not to scare them, and that it was okay for him to go back to playing in the yard. I just love that response from the dad.
Mm-hmm.
It was
too.
Just wise, and I think also, I don't imagine he was freaked out about it after the dad making it seem kind of normal.
He did. And he was like, it's all cool.
Yeah.
You can play.
I just love the way he did that. Soon after we moved my grandmother into a spare room in our house as she sold the old house due to it being too large for her and was not moving to the same town that the rest of us lived in. While she was living with us, I kept having odd occurrences with my car. For a couple of weeks, I'd been stopping at a local gas station to get a drink, snack, or fill up my car, and I developed a habit of taking my car keys out and placing them in the cup holder or on the passenger seat next to me before getting out of the car and going about my business. While my grandmother was living with us, my car started to lock while I was at the gas station. The first couple of times this happened, I started to panic, thinking that I had locked my keys in the car as I could see them sitting where I had placed them and that I would need to call a locksmith. As the panic was setting in, by chance, I tried the passenger side doors and found that they were all unlocked and could open and that the only door that had been locked was my driver's side door. That is weird because they lock in pairs. Like sometimes the back's unlocked, but the front or the back's locked and the front's locked, but it's always the same unless somebody's sitting there, right?
Well, in new cars, if you hit lock, it locks everything in newer cars. Now, in the olden days, though,
like in my,
you would physically have to push down the lock on the door.
Because like in my car, when I go to it, if I press the fob once, it unlocks the front two. If I do it twice, it unlocks all four. But it doesn't leave one.
Right. Like you don't.
You'd have
like
to
if
be
you go
in
to
the
lock
car for
them,
that.
They're all going to lock.
Yeah, that's right? Weird.
If you go to unlock, you can unlock one and then the rest.
But the driver's side door was locked. The other three weren't.
No, if it's really an old-timey car, you would have physically had to push the button down.
And I don't think this was that old timey.
You know.
Because it says I could open and that the only door that had been locked was my driver's side door. After the second to third time this happened, I started to investigate my car door. I wasn't accidentally pushing the key fob to lock it. Okay, so she had a key fob, so
she's
it's not
fob,
too old,
yeah.
Old timey.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't accidentally pushing the key fob to lock it as that locked all the doors.
Yeah.
I wasn't pushing the lock on the door as I got out, as that did the same thing and locked all the doors. The only way to lock a single door and not all the others on my car was to pull a switch near the door handle on the inside. I would have needed to make a really weird hand motion to unknowingly pull this switch and lock only my driver's side. I came to the conclusion that it was my grandpa. He was the kind of man who would play a harmless prank on someone to teach them a lesson through an anecdote about his own life and why this lesson was important. As silly as I felt one day while sitting in my car by myself, I said aloud, "All right, Grandpa, I get it. I need to take my keys with me when I leave the car. From now on, I will, so please stop." The door locked only one more time after that, and I had my keys with me to unlock it. My car has never done it again, almost like Grandpa was testing me that I would keep my word and stay safe. Isn't that crazy? Once we got my grandma settled into her new house a week later, she lost her reading glasses. She has very good eyesight and just can't read very well up close. She called my mom to ask her for help as she remembered taking her glasses off and putting them in the soft cloth case and setting them on the end table next to her chair, but now she couldn't find them. My mom and dad went over to help her. My mom and dad went over to her house to help her look for them. And between the three of them, no one could find the glasses. Grandma started to get upset as she didn't want to purchase new ones, so my parents offered to grab my mom's spare reading glasses for her to use until they could find hers. She agreed, and my parents came back home to grab the glasses and brought them back to my grandma. The following day, my grandma went to set her cup of coffee on the side table, and she bumped into something. She looked down and saw her folded glasses, which were gently placed upside down on top of their cloth case on the table. She called my mom to thank her and ask her where she had found them, but neither my mom nor my father had found the glasses for her. The last incident happened a week later. My grandmother had an antique grandfather clock. It's made of wood with glass panels that show off the weights and chain mechanism that controls the time. Out of the blue, it started to chime its song at the top of the hour. The only issue with this is that a long time ago, my grandpa removed a piece from the chime mechanism due to it being broken and unable to be replaced, making it so that the clock can no longer chime. My grandma called my dad, as he was the one who removed the chains and weights and then wrapped the whole clock in bubble wrap when it was moved and placed into storage while she was with us. He was also the one who reattached these chains and weights when the clock was set back up in her new house. My dad went over to her house and checked out the lower compartment where the chains and weights were and could find no reason for them to cause the chiming. While he was examining it, he witnessed the clock chiming as well. It took a couple days to find the second key that went to the upper compartment behind the clock face where the actual chime mechanism was, and several times a day, while she was looking for that key, my grandma heard the clock chime. Once she found the second key, she called my dad back over, and when he examined the actual chiming mechanism, he could find no reason why it would be working and confirmed that the piece was broken. Oh, and confirmed that the piece that was broken was no longer even there, as my grandpa had removed it to stop the chiming. No one in our family could find a plausible reason why this clock would chime. My dad examined it once again and confirmed it. Afterward, the clock never chimed again. Looking back now, I almost feel like it was my grandpa's way of saying, Grandma settled into the new house, now is in good hands, and this is my final goodbye. Well, I hope you all liked my story of how my grandpa stayed earthbound until my grandma was taken care of. Thank you so much for all you guys do on the podcast and giving everyone an outlet to tell our paranormal experiences. And then she did attach a photo of her grandpa.
Oh.
And I can send it to you. It's really sweet. He looks like a really great guy. Maybe kind of just sad reading this story and seeing the picture of him. I'm like, oh. But don't you think that could be the whole reason for all of that? Like, grandpa was just like, you know, don't leave your keys in the car. Not supposed to do that.
I think it could be. Could there have been some computer glitch in the car's computer that was not locking all the doors?
Yeah, except for the part where she like sat in her car and she's like, I get it, Grandpa. I will take my keys with me. And then it only happened one more time ever again.
Mm-hmm. You would think that, you know, or like the battery in the fob was goofy and maybe it was not fobbing correctly. Whatever fobs do.
To fob.
But, you know, but like you said, the problem is, had it continued acting like that, you'd go, okay, well, there's a problem, you know. But then again, I have weird glitchy sometimes, and then it doesn't ever do it again.
But if it was her grandpa, I'm so with him. Do not go leaving your keys in the car. Just don't.
Exactly.
It's just a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Even if your car automatically locks and you can get in without him, that's just some criminal could look in there and just bust out your window and steal your car.
Well, exactly. Exactly. Hey, and the glasses, you can relate to that.
That same thing happened to me with my glasses. You're disappeared
reading glasses.
For weeks and then there they were again.
Yep. Yep.
But so that was interesting. They looked all over, and three people are looking for the glasses. They go get another pair so Grandma can read, and then the glasses are on the end table sitting on top of the glasses case.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know they weren't there.
Yeah.
Three people don't miss them. And then the clock thing, like, the clock hadn't chimed in years. And so I would almost be like, yeah, but, you know, when they moved it, maybe they rattled something. I don't know enough about how those kind of clocks work and the mechanisms and all that stuff. But if what it needed to chime wasn't even there.
Exactly. The chiming mechanism is gone.
But I don't you like the thought of it maybe just being the grandpa and like, okay, she's okay. She's got into a house. That's a much better situation for her.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so sweet.
You know, Ellen did bring up something that I think is an interesting just side note to this. And she mentioned that her and her brother, she said, you know, we're very similar, both ADHD and, you know, sensitive and things like that. Do you think there's anything to that people that are ADHD maybe do have more sensitivity?
I think
because
that could
I always tease and say, because I'm kind of, I mean, I've never, because I'm old enough that we were never tested for anything like that, right? But I always tease and say, you know, my mantra is, you know, I set out to save the world and then I saw something shiny.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am totally that person. Like, I am so easily distracted. You know, I think, oh, I'm going to do this. And then I'm off doing something else. And I think, wait, I was supposed to be doing that. You know, and it just, I it's not that I can't function, but I have to rein myself in quite a bit. Because it's easy for me to get off track, super easy. And, you know, I just wonder if there is a bit of sensitivity that comes with people that are easily, you know, able to move from one thing to another.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And the brains just work differently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so to me, why wouldn't that be possible?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I love that story, Allie. Those are always my favorites. I just love that. And here's our next story. It says, after returning from the grocery store one evening in mid-October, I decided to organize my mom's, and then in parentheses, RIP, I'm sorry, cupboards to provide her with more straightforward access. She was wheelchair-bound, and she had retired to her room to watch TV. While I put stuff away in the kitchen, her apartment was on the upper floor of an aging multi-storied senior housing complex downtown that had once been a grand hotel. Pictures of its former glory days were scattered about on the hallway walls. The entranceway housed a glass display encasing various hotel-related relics, including faded newspaper clippings, recounting everything from sparkling parties to questionable deaths. And then in parentheses, evidently, the old building had once borne silent witness to both suicide and an unsolved homicide.
You know, we love the haunted hotel stuff.
I know. And now it's a nursing home.
Yeah.
But now, 'twas a slightly rundown refugee where elderly tenants awaited their conclusion. That's a nice poetic way to say that. With mom tucked in, I went about my business, always calm as I neatly stacked canned goods on the shelves. Then seemingly out of nowhere, it happened. A sudden rush of pricklies tingled up and down my spine as a man whistled, straight and clear, into my left ear. One tone, and that was it. I nearly jumped out of my skin, but I did not call out for fear of worrying mom. All my senses were buzzing on high alert, attempting to seek out the man who was there yet not there in the room with me. Feigning logic, I looked around and checked the locks, just in case maintenance might have wandered in unannounced. Highly unlikely, but at least possible. No one. I peered out the window, down several stories, to the quiet darkness of the red brick alley far below. On the off chance that a lone whistling passerby's musical tone might have wafted its way up through the screen and into my unprepared ear canal. Nothing. Heebie-jeebies started creeping around. I've had odd encounters before, but never an oral experience so intimately close, so obviously identifiable, yet sans origin. My dad, also RIP, was a whistler and had passed years prior. I entertained the possibility of him checking in, seeing as it was the week of my mom's 80th birthday, but he was a warbly bird-like whistler, atonal and meandering. This was a single solid tone, no vibrato, nothing melodious. Yeah, nothing melodious, just a solitary tweet of less than a second's duration. No, I do not think it was Daddy. I was standing midway between the kitchen and the short hallway, still puzzling, when my mother called out to me. Sharon? Sharon? I wanted to say that like our mom, but I didn't.
Yeah, that did sound like our mom.
A little bit. Yes? I answered back down the hallway in her direction. Are we alone? What? I replied, caught off guard by her question. Are we alone? She repeated. Of course we are, Mom. Whatever made you ask that? Oh, I don't know. That's my mom. Oh, I don't know. I just had the feeling that someone was here with us. That's my mom. I froze, nearly gasping aloud, but caught myself for her sake. Good thing she couldn't see the look on my face. No, Mom, no one else is here. It's just me moving stuff around in the closet. Don't worry. I never said a word to my mom concerning the Whistler, yet how did she know? Already uneasy with her living conditions, I didn't want to increase her discomfort. During visits, I would hear her talking in her sleep and occasionally, midday, to invisible guests. Their conversations weren't always friendly. Near Christmas time, she was admitted to the hospital for shoulder surgery. Upon discharge, her physician deemed it necessary for her to be moved into an assisted living facility as she was exhibiting signs of dementia and could no longer live alone. Therefore, neither of us would return to the haunted hotel/apartment building. She would pass over 6 years later. I still don't know who he was. Daddy is doubtful, yet still a possibility considering the timing being so close to Mom's birthday and her radar being so receptive that night. Odd way to come calling, though. Perhaps our visitor was a former tenant, or maybe even a guest from the building's gilded age before the hotel's grand ballroom, spacious dining room, and sleeping suites all were divvied up into crowded housing units. Maybe he was a gentleman looking for the cloakroom or awaiting his date's return from powdering her nose. Could he have been whistling for a carriage? It's just as likely he was some rogue passerby out to give some young dimensional interloper the fright of her life with just one short, melodious exhalation, carefully timed and properly placed. I just love that last sentence so much. A dimensional interloper.
That was a good one. We have had whistling ghosts, you know, and I've heard whistling ghost stories, you know, about people hearing that, a whistle. One of the things that makes this one seem interesting to me is it's not like you heard somebody whistling a little tune. That would be creepy for sure. But it was like right next to her.
But don't you think her dad could whistle a little differently in the afterlife? Like,
could be.
Creating a whistle would be hard, I would think. That would take a lot of energy if you're dead.
But it scared her so bad.
But then the mom felt it too. Like, who's here?
Yeah.
But the mom wasn't scared, does it sound like? I don't know. That's an interesting one.
Yeah. Now, you know, on the flip side, superstition has you shouldn't whistle at night. Like me, I shouldn't whistle because it attracts spirits.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
Yeah. Think about that.
I'm going to be walking around tonight. Well, I can't whistle very well anyway, but I'm going to be like attempting to whistle tonight and then be like, oh, crap. What have I just invited in? Might as well have been playing with a Ouija board.
Yeah, and it appears to be like different cultures have this throughout different cultures. Like, you know, in Greece, it says it summons them. You know, England says there's the seven whistlers and there's some sort of whole story that goes with it. And, you know, so it depends. They're all a little different. The Hawaiian culture has one. So, you know, just throw that out there. You know, we aren't supposed to whistle at night.
Well, and that sounds like that was during the day, though, because she was organizing her mom's shelves.
Yeah, and it wasn't her whistling.
Yeah.
It was something.
What's the reverse of that if someone's whistling at you?
Exactly. And we have heard stories of, you know, a whistling ghost. People have heard that, you know.
I kind of just think it was her dad. I don't know. Could be. Or it might also be like, maybe you just had this bizarre ringing in the one ear. That would be atonal. Maybe it was just really loud for just a second. I don't know. That could be. But the weird thing with the mom going, is someone here just at the same time? She's getting all the heebie-jeebies and the spine tingling stuff going on. I don't know about that one. You going with dad or?
Listen to your gut. You know,
She didn't really think it
was. I'm going with something else from the hotel.
Okay.
because it did give her a creepy feeling.
And I don't think she would get the creepy feeling from her dad.
You know, she might be jump, you know, a little bit, but that whole, the creepy kind of feeling that she had just makes me think it was maybe something from the past in the hotel.
I'm going to go with you. I'm going with you. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in 855-853-4802 or write in, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, that's up to you. You get advanced episodes. You get access to the complete archive, all without the commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
like a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And, on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.